Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey Bruce, this is Gail from the book club. We're gonna have
Again?
Book club tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the puzzle room.
Why does she sound like Gail from Bob's Burgers?
Oh, it is Gail from Bob's Burgers. Oh, shit.
It is the funniest thing in the world to me. I've been listening to it all day today.
So do you think it was a wrong number, or Jess just got even better at voices?
Jess is pretty good at voices. He was very good at this Bam Margera.
Did a good Bam.
Dude, I got a...
He haggard asses.
Hey, Bruce, we're going to meet in the book meeting for... I've listened to it so many times, I don't know how I don't remember it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Second Shot Podcast.
Bonus.
Bonus.
What?
If we're going from the Batman vs. Superman Batman theme. Wonder Woman theme is...
Wonder Woman theme is awesome.
Great when it's not played on guitar.
Yeah. On guitar, it was good, too.
It was okay. It was a little too weird. It was a little, like... jarring.
I was trying to sing the Justice League animated series theme before you played that goddamn Gale.
Do it. I don't remember. All right. Yeah. How good is Justice League Unlimited? That's a great show. I miss that show.
I didn't watch it as much.
Unlimited was a better show than the original Justice League, I think. It branched out a lot more.
See,
This is Wilson Rivera from Teach These Devils.
What's up, guys?
You may remember from Pitch Black episode.
From Pitch Black and Vin Diesel episode, yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was fun.
You made me like a Vin Diesel movie.
Good.
Like, kind of like a Vin Diesel movie.
That's the point of this podcast, is to make people like Vin Diesel.
You disgusting bastard.
How are you, Wilson?
What's up, Will?
I'm good, man.
Yeah?
Just hanging out with my buds. Went to see Justice League with my buds and just doing Teach These Devils with James.
Yes, above below.
Yeah, we're part of the same network.
Mm-hmm, we're brothers now.
Your first network bro, I think we've had on since the.
Our first network bro was Ryan.
Well, I think the we've had on that podcast ourselves.
Yeah,
since then.
Because it's just Jordan and Wilson, right? I think that's it. We still need to get Jeb and Ryan and everybody else.
I think
on
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still need to get Cheer for sure.
Yeah. We're supposed to do the weed episode with Cheer.
Oh, what?
That's illegal. I don't do that.
Well, maybe not by then. It's Ohio. I don't know.
You never know.
The
what's
election
gonna,
just happens.
You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. Like, that's, we live in a pretty big toss up. The toss up has been pretty bad lately, but.
Yeah.
Toss up. It's my favorite kind of salad.
A tossed up
Thank
salad.
You. Thank you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Eat the booty.
It's
like
very
groceries.
Good. George Dunn, a local comedian from the rough, tough streets of New York City.
I'm a reporter.
I can't believe Stan Lee decided to appear on our DC episode.
Hello, I'm Stan Lee. I wrote some books. Here's an idea.
Mr. Stan Lee, what do you think of the DC characters as a whole?
Here's an idea. So you take them, you put them in the future. But the future is set when I was young. So it'd be the 90s. In the rough, tough streets of New York City.
Like the Killers.
Yes, like the Killers. Or the Sean Penn film, I Am Sam.
Sam Lee.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That one with all the Beatles songs.
Yeah, the one with all the Beatles songs and the sequel, Milk. Fantastic movie.
Who knew that disabled man, mentally handicapped man, would grow up to be gay?
Oh. Anything can happen in the rough, tough streets of New York City.
Stan, I was always a big fan of yours until... why'd you cut Thor's hair?
He was looking like a punk.
What? What like do you a mean, punk rocker? Like a punk?
Like Sheena?
Well, Hemsworth is interesting because he's Sheena? Like... What?
Just making more Why am I references.
Why am I here?
Go it, Stan. Wilson, what?
I'm Stan sorry, Wilson. Guys. Why Stan always does this.
We were trying to like defend the podcast that whole time, and you were just silent, Wilson, while we were trying to talk
Dude,
to Stan.
I can't.
He took over your microphone. I get it. It's Stan Lee, but
it's,
like,
it's not like
be a little more aggressive. Yeah.
It's not that I'm like not self-respect. Like you can't. I'm not gonna touch an old white man this day and age.
True.
And what are the chances?
Hands up, don't shoot kind of thing.
Yeah, and then what is the chances he's not gonna touch me? You know, so I just kind of want to be left alone in this situation.
That is true. The entertainment industry is going through a heck of a scare right
so
now.
So here's an idea.
He just lost his wife. Don't talk about it.
Here's an idea. It's about a teenage boy.
Here's
16
an idea.
Years old.
The Four rough. Brothers live in a sewer. They're turtles. But they're ninjas.
You have my attention. Now sell me.
Well, they're ninjas. And then they pair up with the Rat Man.
Oh.
He lives in the sewers.
He lives in the sewers.
He gives them the pipe.
He used to be. And then they run into a reporter.
Do they fight a really cool rhinoceros? And
a boy. No, there's just a boy who doesn't properly play hockey. He plays the game without rollerblades.
Oh, Christopher Maloney from that Law & Order SVU? Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
He plays...
Stop,
Stan. He plays Casey Jones in the second one.
You're gonna, like, how are you going to draw... do I look like someone who watches Law & Order?
No, boom, but you know boom. Who fucking Christopher Maloney is.
I know him as Casey Jones.
Casey Jones and me walk around.
There's a horror movie on Netflix called Mr. Jones, and that's like the every time I used to see it.
Isn't that the Dane Cook, Kevin Spacey?
Yes. There's not Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
The one that's not Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. One who's not.
That's not Michael Keaton either.
Accused.
Let me touch your boy.
All right. This is a great Justice League bonus episode so far.
Yeah.
So we just got back from seeing Justice League, Zack Snyder's Justice League.
His adieu to the DC Universe.
I don't know if he's... I think he's coming back.
I don't know. He's done.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
I think
anything
he's just
official,
like,
right?
I think it was like a thing where he was just like, he's done.
He's like, I can't be in the DC Universe anymore. Like,
because of his family shit.
Well, I know the family thing. He had to step away from doing this.
Yeah.
But that's just because it was in the... I never heard anything official that he was stepping away.
I feel like with the backlash to BVS and also what happened and the success to what Geoff Johns and Joss Whedon have brought to the table so far, I think he's kind of... I think they see people have responded more positively.
Well, yeah, because...
I mean, this is very much his movie, though.
It's his movie.
It feels like his movie. Like, it feels like it was punched up by Joss Whedon, but it still feels like a Zack Snyder movie.
But people like the punch up more than they would have liked it.
The
if
only
he
thing
did.
I
oh,
hate
sure.
about Zack Snyder, like, the one of the biggest gripes I have with, like, the intros to his movies is that fucking, the song sequence.
He always has, like, an opening weird, credit sequence. He always
Yeah,
to
and it's always done
video.
By some weird fucking DJ.
And there's always that one shot of, it's in the rain, and there's an umbrella, and the camera's right over the umbrella, and these people are walking up to a precipice of something.
Yeah.
He's got a very
he's got
repeating
a style.
About him. Well, let's get this out of the way first. We from pretty much here on out, we're going to be probably just discussing spoilers for Justice League. Yeah. So if you're not into it or you haven't seen it yet, or you know, or if you just don't care,
don't listen to this episode.
Well, listen to the episode if you don't care.
Yeah.
Or if you've seen the movie, but...
Or hit play on the play button until we get to the spoilers, so we could still get the statistics, but you don't get the spoilers.
Yeah, you don't get the spoils, and then you
We're
can
all about
get
those clicks.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get them hits.
Yeah, so pretty much spoilers from here on out, because I think we're just going to be free-forming the conversation, and we don't want to accidentally spoil something for somebody.
Yeah, I've really wanted to talk about this since we left.
Yeah, you've
the
been
theater.
The only one that's been pretty quiet. Wilson and I have been kind of bouncing back and forth with it. So, Devin, let's get yours out of the way. I'm curious to hear what you had to say about this movie.
As a Batman vs. Superman hater, it was a lot better than... I mean, it was as good, if not better, than Wonder Woman. It probably wasn't as... Wonder Woman had way more context, I will say. This movie, the problems I had with this movie, which I did have a few, were that it didn't build the context. Like, the beginning of the movie just feels super out of place, out of order a little bit.
And it's a very messy, like, first half hour.
Yeah, they're just trying to set everything up and assuming the audience knows...
Yeah, just
what they know going into
it's safe enough to think that some of the audience. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine more people were unfamiliar with Cyborg.
It's safe enough, but
else.
I appreciate it more when they treat it as
like.
I think there was enough context at the beginning of the movie to you could probably walk into this movie blind, having not seen the other two. But I feel like, unfortunately, you are missing a lot from not watching Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Which I would never recommend anyone do. But
I
mean,
think
like,
you
get the
much,
context
but you're
of...
You're missing like some of the reasons of shit happened.
Yeah, because like, it kind of just starts. Like, I mean, like the movie, like Batman is immediately hunting down...
like there was no build up as to his reaction from Superman's death. And
I don't even know how much time passed in between Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah,
this one. I feel like it was probably real time, so like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I mean, it could have just as easily been a week.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it was just like, okay, well, he's dead. And everybody's just kind of like still talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it probably took place within a year or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how I felt, at least.
But it's weird, like, they're still memorializing him.
Yeah, and the debris from the broken Superman statue was still littered about. So it's like they hadn't.
The world building in this one was really bad. I mean, it was bad in Batman vs. Superman. But this, I mean, like, it's not as... Like, and pretty much everything about this movie is better than Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, yeah. Like, every qualm I will say about it over this entire episode is...
With the context of being better than Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, it's... They luckily get to benefit from juxtaposition of what they've done wrong in the past. Like,
yeah. Two movies in a row where they have to learn from
their mistakes.
I enjoyed
this movie supremely more than I did Batman vs. Superman or Suicide Squad.
I didn't even...
This is an enjoyable movie.
I didn't even make it through Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad's really... Awful. It's just boring.
I got 30 minutes in. I think the bullshit was is that they just fucking... If you gave Will Smith the role of Deadshot, he should play Deadshot. He shouldn't be Will fucking Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just...
He was Will Smith.
Super charming, and I have like a...
Will Smith's not edgy enough to play someone who would kill someone in cold blood.
Yeah, yeah, like, and don't forget, they're the bad guys.
Yeah. He's a professional sniper who, like, killed his own brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be the best, not just...
Like, even if you take the context of the comic books out of it, like, that, like, his character in that movie is so...
Fucking...
Wishy-washy. Like, and, like, his whole thing is, like, I just want to go back to... hang out with my daughter, and it's like, okay, well, there's like an admirable like arc there that can be explored, but it's also he's such like they're so worried about him coming off as a bad guy that he only does heroic things but just keeps saying he's a bad guy. He never does any bad guy things. You don't even show him getting arrested.
I forgot what one Suicide Squad comic like Deadshot pulls a person and uses them as a human shield.
Yeah, Deadshot's cool as fuck.
I think it was King Shark or something. He's like, you're my human shield right now. But no, I thought this movie was much better than Batman vs. Superman. We just got
Yeah,
it's much better.
There is part of me, we were supposed to have Matt Celeste on, and I kind of wish, I want to know his reaction to it.
Oh,
because
big time, yeah.
He is such a Batman vs. Superman defender to the point where
I'm not going to defend Batman versus Superman that it's good. I think people asked a lot of it where it's just like, just look at the title. It's like buying a Call of Duty game.
You knew it was
going to
be
exactly what you're getting.
I mean, they asked a lot. People asked a lot of it, but it was also kind of offering a lot. It was promising a lot.
It's Batman versus Superman. Like, I think if they did, like we were talking about in the car earlier, like if they did a World's Finest it'd be a different story because then you have to make a story. This is just these guys are going to fight, and then this happens.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on the first episode, but like there are like interesting and good things in Batman vs Superman. Yeah. The intro to Batman, where he's like on the corner of the wall, and he's almost like a monster. It's like
that
great.
Was amazing.
It's great.
Yeah,
it was. The first Batman scene in this movie was it immediately alerted me to the fact that the CGI was going to be a little distracting.
That first scene is very sloppy.
It was like, don't get me wrong, like when you see Batman sitting on that fucking
perch, gargoyle thing.
Like
perch on the gargoyle.
It was fucking awesome. I was like, oh my god! Like you could see the yellow belt and the logo on the chest and everything, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah. It was a better looking movie than Batman vs Superman.
Oh, big time! Big time.
It was less like grainy.
Yeah, it was more coherent.
It also wasn't raining constantly for some reason. Yeah. Like they lived in the fucking Bahamas.
Oh yeah, it was nice weather except for when that whole those red clouds rolled in.
But even that was like, okay, there's color here. It's like
it was something to look at.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
it's not like even like at the end of Wonder Woman where it's just a bunch of green screen fire.
It looked way more. Whenever I have problems with superhero movies or TV shows, I try to look at them as if they were an animated series, and I notice more and more how often like Marvel did it. They brought the colors back into it, you know, like the vibrancies, like even the scenes with Lois Lane in this movie, like her blue blazer and everything
pops,
in the office, it just pops and her hair is
which is
like,
weird because
so
Marvel has been like taking the color out of their movies slowly.
Yeah.
Like Civil War is a pretty gray movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean that fits with the tone of the Captain America movies.
Yeah, honestly, those are like the Captain America movies are really only the Marvel movies that I'm like except for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really give a shit about the first one.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, that's it. But I never like felt like a Marvel movie was as spectacular than like anything else.
Yeah.
Like Winter Soldier and Civil War are just like so bombastic and so like,
well, there's these like really sweet stories.
Yeah.
They're just like,
they're human. And then it's like, while I was watching this, I was thinking a lot of Civil War in that, like, I mean, this movie, it's not trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a lot of like, oh, it's going to build up to this thing where a big bunch of explosions happen. The good guys punch the bad guy a lot and then he dies or whatever he does. And whereas Civil War was like, what I really appreciate about Civil War, which is a lot of things, but like the big one is like, it's a lot of small buildup, but the big explosion, the big like third arc, like downfall is like, it's so personal. It's just Tony and Cap fighting because they've had such a disagreement for the entire movie.
Yeah.
And it's not, the fate of the world is not at stake. Like, I mean, it sort of is, but, like, not really.
Not really. That's my only gripe with Civil War is that, like, Baron Zemo is just like, I'm going to make these people fight each other.
But that's what I love about Zemo. Like, I love that it's so atypical of a superhero.
Baron Zemo was such a better villain than Steppenwolf was. Well,
Steppenwolf is you could take Steppenwolf out of this movie and the same movie.
Even in the comic books, he's, like, highly underused. Like, he was made, like, Jack Kirby made him and the New Gods up in, like, maybe the late 70s or 80s, and there's no backstory to him. He's just there. That's kind of his existence. And I think, you know, I don't think if, you know, if you look at this movie as just like a setup movie, and then you kind of take the fact that like this villain, it can be underwhelming because it's just like, that's it. That's like the first boss.
He's a big, strong guy with an axe.
Yeah.
It's
like the first boss in a video game.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is frustrating, and that was my complaint with Matt's defense of Batman vs Superman was it was all set up, but it's like, well, it's still a movie. I still paid, you know, $10 to see this 3-hour thing. Like, it still needs to be like.
See, I think the biggest
something.
Yeah, the biggest difference between Batman vs Superman and what I liked most, like, you can argue that the suits, like, they're less in their suits in Batman vs Superman. You can call that. That's what. Like, oh, it's a personal story. This one was way more personal. Like, there was lot more. There was
a lot more
time
clunky,
you didn't see.
But yeah.
It was clunky, but you saw Bruce interacting with all these situations. Mm-hmm. And, like, when he meets Aquaman, like, he interacts differently with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a way, based on.
It almost seems like I mean, maybe this is being generous in reading this, but he knows how to appeal to their better nature because he is so smart.
Yeah.
You know, so he's more aggressive and upfront with Aquaman and a bit more conniving almost with Wonder Woman.
I don't know, not so much conniving, but he holds her to a high standard.
That's true. Yeah. And I guess conniving is not the right word.
No, I know what you mean, though, by that. At the same time, like,
he has an ulterior motive to everything he's saying.
Yeah. He challenges her to a point where he may not feel the emotion he's feeling behind his actual challenge, but he's doing it to pull out the leader.
Will say, though, in the moment, I don't know, like, I think in context, even in context, I don't think it was meant to be a trick or a ploy, but Bruce, like, coming up with the idea to resurrect Superman is such a not Bruce thing. Like, his whole monologue of, we can do this, we can bring him back to life, damn the consequences. I'm like, that is not Batman at all.
Batman
would never do that.
I disagree with that.
No?
Yeah, because, like, there are comics where he's, like, in absolute desperation. Like,
of course.
Like,
But I don't, what was I the last Darkseid Wars?
Darkseid. Well, it's just, like, that's what he is, desperate. He's got, they give him a time frame of, like, three or four, like, a week to save the world, gather six heroes together, save the world. And, like, to me, that it felt like it didn't feel like it was something he thought out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he put the pieces together, and then he just went for it, which is not
It's a very gut Bruce. Reaction of,
yeah.
Which is not Bruce.
Yeah. It's not Batman, but it's Bruce. You know what guess what I'm saying?
I guess. I mean, in this one, Bruce is still very much a person. Yeah. Like, Bruce is not, they're not as separated. Like, because, like, if you look in the Batcave, there's clearly an interior designer that was hired to go in there. Like, I'm very curious how much they had to pay that person to stay quiet.
Yeah.
Because the Batcave is very pretty.
it's nice.
Like, especially his little lounge.
That's like, yeah.
Yeah,
I just thought that, there's always that part of, like, Batman comics that eventually happen, or Justice League comics, where if it's, like, a huge event and, like, there's the one thing that he feels like that will work and he's willing to take that risk, he's always going to do it.
I guess. I mean, like, I could totally understand him being willing to gamble on, you know, if this works, we have Superman, you know.
Is it? But, I mean, if we don't do anything, then we're going to lose regardless. Is where he's coming from.
I mean,
it's a strategic.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of were. It felt like, knowing what we know at the end of the movie, like, it probably would just ended as a stalemate if they didn't have Superman.
Yeah.
He just kind of tilted the scales in their favor.
Tilted the scale.
I'm glad they didn't kill off Steppenwolf too, unless he is.
Yeah, okay.
He's probably gonna die.
Darkseid will kill him.
Yeah, because his failure is not an option on the planet of Apocalypse. Yeah.
I am not. I'm a DC guy, but I'm not at all familiar with the New Gods, especially Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
What? So his teleportation thing, is that his power or is that from the mother boxes?
That's like the boom tubes.
I don't know. Okay,
that comes from the mother box. Like, Cyborg eventually learns how to create them.
So it's more from the mother box. It's not something that he has control over.
Well, that's what
inherently
they can use them. Certain entities can use boom tubes, or you can create
But he can use it without.
You can
without access to the mother box.
Yeah,
because it made it seem like when the first mother box cracked, it made it seem like he was almost trapped in it.
Yeah,
which never really made any sense. Like, he just kind of shows up. Like, there's no signal for it or anything. Like, maybe if you want to go tangential, the crack of it.
I think they crack because it's like it's the warning sign.
Well, like, I'm saying, what I gathered from it was it cracked, and then he sensed it, and then he transported there. But there's never really an explanation as to why it cracks, how he knows about it, any of that. Like, it's fine.
Well, I think it's because people were trying to unearth them. Like, you know, you had Lex going after it.
But they were already on Earth. Everyone knew where everything was. Yeah,
so then it's just, like, the reaction to that, like, they're sentient, you know?
Okay.
So,
I mean, because it just seems so, it's
because, like, they want the unity, but they need like, the official threat. Like, they need a guaranteed win.
So if we're going with the theory of it was probably a year and a half since Superman died.
Yeah.
Cyborg was created the same time, as I say in this movie, the same time Superman died, which doesn't make any sense because you show him created at the beginning, in the middle of Batman vs. Superman. But whatever, I'll take it. So within a year and a half, one mother box has already been used, is being used. Why wasn't he going after that one? Because the other two are guarded. He knew where they... He may or may not have known where they were.
There's a lot of inconsistencies.
It's a sloppy... And I know I'm nitpicking.
Just little things like that. Like, I was nitpicking, too, like, throughout the movie. Like
it's hard not to with this
when, movie. When Ezra Miller, who is Barry Flash.
Sounds like 7 o'clock. Like a nudist.
I can't keep running so fast. But... When they were all hanging out, and he's like, "Is this a bad time to mention my metabolism or my blood sugar levels or whatever?" Because he was hungry or whatever. Like, wouldn't you just like run off and get yourself a cheeseburger in like 2 seconds?
Yeah,
I think it's just part of the fun of the that's why
I was like, also like
if you're
things.
Going with character stuff, I can feel like Barry thinks it's too important. To
I felt pretty close to that scene because I get pretty uncomfortable when people argue around me, and then when I'm uncomfortable, I just start eating.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know about you guys, but he was easily my favorite part of this movie. He was the only laughs I got out of the movie for the most part. Like when he sits in the Batmobile and his wide eyes, he's like, it just doesn't say a word. It's so great.
I think when my favorite scene is when they initially resurrect Superman and he just notices that he can see him move and he's like, oh shit. Like, oh.
He does a lot of those bug eye things. It's really he's really good at it though.
I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about him and I really enjoyed him.
Yeah, I was the same way.
I was pretty optimistic about him. I was skeptical about Momoa, but I liked Momoa.
He was good. I was really worried about the bro Aquaman.
I like Bruckleman.
I liked him too. He was
you guys mentioned that leaving the theater. I did not like
Jason
Momoa.
You don't like Jason Bruckleman?
Not at all.
I like the idea of him. I do not think Jason Momoa is talented as an actor.
No, but he's fun. I mean, you don't think he was having fun with the role, and I think that's really all you can ask from these guys.
I mean,
seems like Ben Affleck's just kind of there now.
I mean, I guess so, but I still enjoyed Ben more in this one than I did Momoa. I don't know if it was the writing.
Gal Gadot's
more than
super
him.
He doesn't get he doesn't get a lot of like.
He didn't really get a lot.
Yeah,
but
I like his first scene a lot.
I was very excited to see Mara too. I was like. Yeah.
I just feel like his delivery of the line, like especially when he was sitting on the lasso of truth or whatever, I did not
it
felt very unbelievable. Like I could tell it was an actor acting. Like it didn't pull me into it by any point. Maybe like if I rewatch it again after knowing that he was sitting on the lasso the whole time, it would have been better. Maybe, but I couldn't get into it. I don't know.
No, man, he was
just like I didn't like the my man line. And,
well, yeah, even in context, it's
and
still
when
weird.
He'd get when he was like almost irrationally mad at the Flash after sitting on the lasso, when he's like, "If you tell anyone about this, like, where did this beef with?"
Yeah, I mean, it
with
was
Barry Allen come from. All
I don't think
sudden,
it was a beef
like,
with Barry Allen. I think it was just more him flexing, and he knew that he could easily push. Around the Flash a little bit.
Yeah, because he's kind of
because he's not going to go up to Batman because, you know, Aquaman could kick Batman's ass, but Batman's going to put up a good fight.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Whereas Barry Allen, he's just like, don't tell anybody. It's you know, like high school bully mentality of sorts. And it is kind of shitty. Yeah. Like, he is kind of a dick, which I appreciate to an extent. Like, I think he was a... Like, I still want the blonde hair Arthur Curry. Like, that's my favorite. You know, I want him to be doofy and kind of Superman-esque, Superman-light. But I'm okay with what were you given.
Well,
like,
especially
I mean,
with the changes they did do with him in the comic books. Like, they did give him a lot more of an edge in the recent years.
Which
like,
I'm okay
he's a
with.
Lot more regal. But
yeah.
And he's like, he stands his fucking ground.
Yeah.
But, so, like, I am totally okay with. Like, that's why I'm like, I like the idea of him. But I don't, and I think Jason Momoa looks good in the part. Like, I think he did have fun with the role. I don't everything about the actors chosen in the MCU versus the DCU. I feel like the acting chops, like, I love Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like the supreme acting chops are quite there.
No, she's good, but she's very wooden. She's very Keanu Reeves.
I've grown to love Ben Affleck. I don't know that the acting chops are quite there. Yeah, Bruce Wayne things.
He's kind of phoning it in a little bit.
Like, this movie especially, like, there was parts where I'm like, that's super Bruce Wayne.
I mean, it's very obvious he kind of wants out of the role.
Like, I think Ezra Miller was a very good actor, and I think whoever played...
Cyborg?
Who played, yeah.
Ray Fisher.
Victor Stone.
Cyborg. Fisher, yeah. I was most worried about Cyborg in this movie because like in the trailers,
he has like a theater background. He doesn't have like much of.
Yeah,
cinema
I'd never
background.
Seen him before, and like as not as an actor, I was like, okay, about. Well, whatever. You know, if he's bad, he's bad. But like the special effects on his body as a whole in the trailer was awful.
Oh, yeah,
like, it was real bad.
Yeah, it took a while to
And
polish,
I think,
though.
Like...
It looked like Terminator
it was,
3 level.
Yeah, it was, like, polished enough in this movie. Like, he looked fine.
Yeah.
He was by no means... It didn't blow me away. But I was surprised at how much I enjoyed Cyborg in this movie. Because I've never really gave a fuck about Cyborg. Like,
I was a huge Teen Titans.
I mean, Teen Titans
yeah.
is a show, but, like...
a huge Teen Titans fan.
Yeah, like it's always confused me why they chose... him to be Justice League like main member.
In the New 52, they just shot him off straight off the bat.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because they're very much going off the New 52. Yeah. But like, of all the superheroes, like I get it, you're kind of like, especially narratively, like you bypass a lot of like the sneaking Superman's corpse
yeah.
into the thing. It's like, you just bypass them sneaking it in. It's just like, well, Cyborg did it. It's yeah. like... So I get it narratively, but at the same and you know it you know you have a black guy in your movie now, but it's frustrating because it's like there are a lot of other superheroes that are just like feel more
well, they've been
at
the,
home.
They've been the main one for the last like 10 years.
Cyborg?
Cyborg's been in the Justice League for a long. He's been in the Justice.
Well, I know
League
he's been in the Justice League, but like
since
as the main,
beginning of the New
52. Six. Well, the New 52 was only yeah. 5 years ago. Not even.
Well, even before that, because they
was
had
he?
Him. Yeah, they brought him in. Like, because he controls the Watchtower.
I know that. Like, I'm not saying, like, he's not a main member, but, yeah. like, a founding member of the Justice League is, just, like, it feels weird.
Well, it felt like it was based off mostly of war.
Yeah.
Justice League war. I think it's just what's current. Like, because I personally would have, like... Give me John Jones or...
Yeah, if you're going to... I mean, if you want to...
John Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, I mean, like, there's
a lot
of... you're going
to add any... Like, even then, like, you just put any Green Lantern in and I'd
yeah.
be...
Yeah, and I get wanting right. to build to, like... Well, I was going to say build to having aliens, but you have fucking Superman. Like...
Yeah.
Like...
But, I mean, that's what makes sense. With war, they wanted to do the parademons, you know, kind of...
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, like, he was good. I enjoyed him, and I like Cyborg for the most part, but, like, it's always been a weird, like, thing that stuck with me. Like, I'm just like... Like, I always thought just Green Lantern was, like... It bugged me, I think, mostly because he replaced Green Lantern as the main founder Justice League character.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, yeah, Green Lantern's so much better than Cyborg. Like, I mean, I'm biased because he's my favorite superhero, but like...
Yeah.
I mean, Aquaman also kind of took a place, too. Like, when you think to the, I mean, animated series, not Super Friends, mm-hmm. you had Aquaman in there, but like the animated series from when we were kids, like Aquaman's not in that shit.
Yeah,
like you got John Jones.
Well, the Justice League was I forget
because
they did the JSA before the Justice League
because
mm-hmm. that was before DC decided to do a, that was like when they were not because what the fuck was JSA? I think JSA
there's
was
a lot of weird like
yeah because that was the Justice Society of America
yeah.
and that was a, I think that was that might
that
have
was
been
Alan
the first
Scott
one.
And
Alan
like,
Scott because it's all Earth 2.
It's basically yeah, it's all Earth
it's
2
Alan is. Scott Superman.
The original
Earth
Flash.
Yeah, Jay Garrick.
Jay Garrick, yeah.
Dr. Fate.
Oh, right. I forgot about Dr. Fate. Oh,
yeah.
He's so good. I love Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate's fucking awesome.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's... I'm just getting a wish list of things I want to see in these new future movies.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm interested in... I think this movie's made me interested enough to continue watching them.
It's kept my faith for enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give them another movie.
It's two movies in a row from them.
Because I don't even know. What's their next movie? Is it Justice League 2?
I think they're supposed to do... I thought Aquaman.
Aquaman.
The Aquaman.
Because James Wan is doing Aquaman.
Yeah, which is going to be wild.
I'm fucking stoked for James Wan's Aquaman.
Are they
big sea monsters.
Yeah, because he's making a horror movie out of it, too.
Are they doing
Black Manta in that? Because I heard they were doing...
It might be a mixture of Black Manta and the Deep. Yeah, the little sea creature things.
They're
from
fucking
New
52. Wild, dude.
So they were doing like Ocean Master, but also maybe Black Manta, too.
Ocean Master seems like a bit much for a first movie, though.
Yeah,
I think
if they did the Deep one and make it like an Aquaman story of like where he that comic book. Because
I mean,
so
Black
good.
Manta is in the Deep, right?
Yeah, I would have even fucked. Yeah, he is. I would have even fucked with that if that was the first Justice League movie.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Well,
the comic that story itself did eventually involve the Justice League because they like surfaced.
You could do, if you wanted to do an Aquaman-centric Justice League movie, you could just do the War for Atlanta, whatever the hell it is, where Ocean Master floods New York or whatever it is. Like that, I mean, I would watch the fuck out of that movie. That seems great. Like, and it creates a much more interesting internal struggle with the group than what we had for this movie, which is just some random strong guy comes and starts punching people a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, that's the whole thing about the apocalypse. Of course, they're going to go with the biggest villain as their like build up for whatever they're going to do at the end. But
that's weird because Steppenwolf isn't. No one gives a fuck about Steppenwolf.
Yeah, nobody knows who the fuck he is. Yeah. The only good story he had was like one of the. It was actually Earth 2 and the New 52. Mm-hmm. Like that was like the first time he was actually a major villain. He was fucking everybody up. Mm. But I think he's fine to use as a first villain that you can just get rid of.
Yeah. I think the stakes are high enough where they're like, when you're like, oh, you put these three boxes together and they terraform the world. I'm like, okay, so we already saw a terraforming movie with fucking Man of Steel, but like, all right, cool, whatever.
But it like converts it and shit like that.
Yeah.
But.
I did like that when they broke the boxes apart, like all that destruction turned into like plant life and like real life. Which I enjoyed, where I was like, I think it was, it didn't sell it as well.
It had those corny moments,
Of course it was corny, but it's such a, I think it's a very distinct separation from Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, where it's just
where
like
I would rather
tone.
Have those corny moments where there's like actual joy and like Superman, Superman like smiling and saying like, making quips, making kind of dad jokes, and like, he's like, I'm more of a justice man myself. So I was like, okay, that's goofy and it's fucking dumb, but god
that's
damn it, that's Superman.
Superman.
It was
he did
not
a lot. He did, like, I did like,
I liked
the way
this.
Superman was portrayed.
I couldn't stop looking at his CGI upper lip. Though.
I was going to say, so the mustache thing. Everybody's been complaining about the mustache thing. There was one shot for a few seconds. The rest of it, I didn't notice it.
When they were
I didn't
the
even
farm.
Notice that the there's a seat.
Yeah, they CGI'd his mustache because he's doing this spy movie that's coming out next month, I think, or maybe in the summer. But like, and he had to do reshoots and he couldn't shave his mustache because he was still filming the other movie. So they CGI'd out his mustache, which I think cost something like $2 million.
It was super expensive. It was like,
dude, he's the fucking best.
So like
Henry Cavill.
He's
you make
a,
me
like,
a proud mustache.
In this movie, he's a really good Superman.
Oh, I always thought he was good. I just think it's just.
This is the first time I felt like he was felt like Superman, though. Like,
well, yeah, because Man of Steel was cool because it kind of reminded me of the Superman comic Year One, where he just like is actually growing up and he's like, well, I got to leave my parents' house and figure out who actually I am. And he just, it's cool. Like, he goes through a bunch, like in the movie of Man of Steel, he just goes through a bunch of different jobs, and he's not really.
I still
love
that bar
time.
Scene where he like destroys that guy's car. I'm like, that's kind of shitty. Like, that's his livelihood. I mean, yeah, he was a dick at the bar,
but
like,
he was also
destroyed his life.
Yeah, like, but he was already going to destroy his life because he was leaving the bar planning on driving. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. They're right. that's a good moral compass there, Will.
There you go, man. I got you, Supes.
In the past movies, especially in Batman, Superman, I complained that they didn't give him enough lines to do, and the lines he did were underwhelming, didn't feel quite like Superman. Mm-hmm. This movie, his lines were very short, but they were to the point, and they felt like Superman, just like when he was reunited with Lois out of the farm.
There was a moment where I was like, okay. Like, I genuinely felt, like, true emotion for their relationship, which I hadn't felt at all.
But you don't get any of it. You just get...
You get them jumping in a bathtub together,
You get those points. You don't get, like, the build of the relationship.
Oh, yeah. When Lois was, like, revealed herself to be vulnerable and was like, he would be disappointed in me.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Like, like, I was not the super reporter Lois Lane. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's all right. And, like, that moment was awesome.
He's
and,
like, what's it like coming back to life? He's like, it's itchy. Like, that's goofy, but that's such a Superman line. Like,
speaking of goofy, it was not like Bruce Wayne at all, but I loved it. I think I heard you cracking up, George. In the
theater. Oh, the smile? All kind
of when Superman comes back, when he, like, shows up to kick Steppenwolf's ass.
That is one of the funniest moments.
A doofy smile of jubilation was like the best thing ever. Just like, I can't wait to see that screenshot tomorrow.
It totally works. Like, honestly, it works as a character moment. Like, Bruce and Batman both, like, they break for a second. He's just genuinely happy to see Superman, which, to be fair, really doesn't make sense.
It happens
in the progression of these movies.
Yeah.
Like, his, like, at the end of Batman vs. Superman, he's just kind of like, well, I guess I like Superman now. We should form the Justice League. But it works. I'm cool with it. It's just really fucking dumb to look at. Watching Batman smile is just the worst.
And just a
it looks better. It looks better drawn in comic book than it does in the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and especially in...
I think he was holding a gun in that shot, too. Like, one of his grappling guns. Yeah.
One of the parademon weapons.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, like...
Dude, the parademons.
He kills a lot of parademons in this movie, but it works. Like, I believe that Batman would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike in Batman vs. Superman, where he's just mowing down bad guys and branding people.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, you know, in Batman vs. Superman, he was kind of over the edge.
The Frank Miller arc.
I didn't realize he'd been doing it for 20 years in this universe.
Shit.
That means he's in his
Like 47.
Late 40s. Yeah.
He'd have to be 47 or 48.
Well, I didn't know it was that long. Like, I know he'd been doing it, but like 20 years is a long time to just start the Justice League.
Well, I mean, that's the whole kind of like where they just want an older Batman, because generally Bruce is close to Clark's age.
Yeah.
You know,
and it makes sense like that. If the Justice League came at a later point in his career, because, I mean, how many Batman stories do we have, like, where one of these other heroes could just be helping him way more easily?
Yeah.
But him dealing with it on his own. But that's part of his character, I understand. But
how do you guys feel about the inverse of, in a different reality, where Batman versus Superman, where Batman died at the end and Superman lived? And Superman was getting the team back together, mm-hmm. and then, you know, Batman is resurrected for whatever contrived reason.
Lazarus Pit.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is. Like, I feel like that might have been a more, I don't know if it would have been a more fun movie, more interesting, I don't know.
It makes
like,
more
I feel
sense
like,
for Superman to get the Justice
League. I think I would have rather seen Superman get everybody together.
It makes more sense, but also, it made more sense in this than I thought it was going to. Like, that part of the context I did actually really get and understand and feel.
Yeah, because it's like he's still, like, one thing, it's kind of, it was Batman giving the invitations and Wonder Woman being the arm to reel them in.
Yeah,
yeah, she was the heart and he was the brain.
Yeah, and that's essentially the
Trinity. Whereas Superman is one and the same.
Yeah.
Like,
Superman is the ideal.
Yeah.
He is the ideal of.
So I guess it creates like a. Yeah, and
it kind of bleeds. It melds them all in together because, like,
it creates a conflict.
Yeah,
in that Bruce has to grow somehow. I don't think he really grows all that much in this movie. I don't think any of them really.
He just
do.
Comes to terms.
I think he's already done his growing.
Yeah,
but then starts. You know that makes very lackluster.
You see,
storytelling.
He figured out how to work with Superman and Wonder Woman as well, and it opened up his heart to bringing in more people.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he is. Well, yeah, he does learn to work as a team, as part of a team, but I don't know. I think all that stuff kind of falls flat, especially the third act entirely just kind of is just whatever. It's fun, but it's not.
Yeah, it's just
in terms of like story and character, it's just like it doesn't
care. I mean, with these kind of movies, you're dealing with like six different characters, and then you're going to like do character development. Like the difference between Marvel and DC is that Marvel had more movies before they did the Avengers
to set it up,
to have like these characters already in place.
Yeah.
And, you know, DC just had Batman vs Superman and Wonder Woman. Then you introduce the Flash, Cyborg. Superman can come back alive again. Aquaman, like
DC's trying to rush before like the superhero fatigue sets in. They're trying to set it up and get
which
that
is understandable. Yeah. And I mean, if they can really grab onto the zeitgeist with this next movie, whatever it might be. I mean, who knows?
I think it was a fun movie.
They could be. Yeah, I mean, in terms of like, if this is their mission statement for the future, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
You know, like I think. If you have better filmmakers, more cohesive vision, which I feel like Geoff Johns is going to help do, and if they have Joss Whedon come on, I think that'll help too.
Yeah,
you can feel his imprint on it.
Especially with Geoff Johns, just like his knowledge of the history of these characters altogether. Yeah. Like you can see a lot more in this movie.
Batman versus Superman was just a fan service for dudes who wanted
to see Batman versus fight Superman, and which is like
2.5 hours into a 3-hour movie.
It's like 2.5 hours in the last 30 minutes, and then within 15, they're like, oh, dude, it's cool.
Not even 15. It was
a pretty quick fight.
Yeah. How did you guys feel about the Superman resurrection stuff? Like, I felt like that fight was okay.
Yeah.
But also, him just kind of like getting better, like, out of like just immediately seemed kind of unnecessary for that fight.
I felt like they over complicated it with having to charge a mother box and the fucking
alien ship. It's just a stasis rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Like I mean,
they could have just been like, oh, he fucking needs sunlight charge, and not to be underground.
Yeah, had to charge the ship.
I think that part was okay. I think that just created enough tension to, you know, whatever, but I think the fight was unnecessary. Like the Pet Sematary stuff, you know, like I felt like that was just like it didn't add anything to the movie except time.
I didn't hate it. Like it made sense for him to be. It could have been a little shorter. It definitely went more out of control than I thought it was going to go. Yeah. Like
I was and it like, wasn't like I don't know. It didn't seem all that interesting.
Yeah, I thought.
It's just a moment to build suspense or somewhere. It's like they've talked about maybe he comes out crazy, then that kind of happens, and but then he regains himself.
They didn't show Batman like most of the time. Like I legitimately thought like Batman was going to show up and be like, "We both have mom's name Martha," and then he was going to snap out of it.
Yeah, Devin definitely noted me. He's like, "Stop. My mom's name is Martha."
He's the only one who can't move fast. That's really I don't know, man. I just it was just a boring scene that like, I mean, like there was a lot of scenes in this movie that add nothing to the movie, but some of them are fun. Like the Wonder Woman intro
literally
is just like, there's no reason it should be in the movie whatsoever.
Yeah. I didn't need,
but it's one of the better scenes
just
in the movie.
Show her blocking bullets.
Yeah. It just shows that she's being heroic, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like this is a very clear mission statement. It's like our heroes are going to be heroic in this movie. Unlike our last movie.
And jumped around a lot at the beginning.
Yeah. Cause then it cuts immediately to Bruce trying to find Aquaman, which is like, that's how you should start your movie.
Yeah.
Like throw the Wonder Woman thing in like right before. Right after. Like, I mean, whatever. Like, it just, like, it's really clunky, the whole movie.
That's the one thing I noticed is, like, it's a definite step forward for the DCEU. Like, I was, Wonder Woman got me excited again, and I was hopeful for this. I was still a little worried, but I came out, I enjoyed it. There was a lot they did right, and that show me there's an upward trend now. And, but they were still. It was still also. They couldn't resist falling back on some of the faults I think that the previous BVS had.
Yeah, like that whole opening sequence with like. I think you could touch on the death of Superman. Like this is the anniversary of the death. Just do something like that.
Yeah.
Instead of it just being like this one long sequence where we see the funeral all fucking over again.
Also, that cell phone thing at the beginning.
Yeah,
that was
weird. I didn't mind it.
I mean, it was fine. Like, it just. I don't really know what I was supposed to mean. Like, what's the best thing about humanity? Or best thing about Earth? Justice League. Yeah. All right. I don't know. You guys have anything else to say before we start closing up?
We got to talk about them post-credit scenes.
Oh, right. Fuck. I forgot about that.
In the future.
Okay. So that first post-credit scene where the Flash is super racing funny. Superman,
yeah.
It's great.
That's
exactly what I want from these movies. Oh, it's these two characters bouncing off of each other and having fun. And, like, Superman just, like, yeah, I'm just going to be a goof and, like, yeah, I know you're being funny, and I'm just going to... I like it. Yeah. You know, like...
Let's just hang out.
Yeah, it's characters enjoying hanging out with each other. I'm like, if you're going to have these groups of people, like, they're going to like each other at some point.
Like, the Cyborg-Flash chemistry, I thought was pretty...
It worked. It's like, oh, the fist bump is like, oh, it's racially charged anyway.
Yeah, just super awkward. Like, do you think anything about what we're doing right now is, like, messed up?
And then he got his fist bump finally at the end after they beat Steppenwolf.
Like, I missed that. I didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah, they were when they
I like when I liked when Cyborg said booyah.
Yeah.
I was like, and he did it. He did. It was a good booyah. I wasn't mad about it.
Yeah, no.
Like, he knew he couldn't mimic the cartoon booyah. No one can.
Yeah.
But he did his own booyah.
He was pretty good if he based himself off that cartoon Cyborg, like, it felt pretty close. And
it was fun.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird because I read a review where it was just like, oh, he's like brooding. But it's like, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
If I were like in the prime of my
youth, he was doing
if
like
I were in the prime of my youth and I got turned into a metal alien beast,
he's doing like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, yeah. Or like yeah. He was treating himself like it was a monster movie. It was just like, yeah, of course he would. Like, you're a teenage high school football star and now you're a fucking cyborg.
Like, you guys ever watch Teen Titans Go?
No,
not the new one.
I just started watching it a couple episodes because Addie's been getting into it,
mm-hmm.
And. I didn't realize they have the same exact voices
same voice actors, the same creator.
I was like, hell yeah! Like that, it was.
I've heard if you're able to go with the show, I've heard it's not bad.
It's good. It's like if you're watching SpongeBob mixed with a superhero show.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like, yeah. I guess they do an episode or two that are in the same style animation as the original series, which is
I
fun.
Like the original series so much.
It's great. Yeah, with Ron Perlman as Slade.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Speaking of
the other post-credit scene,
Jesus Christ! Like I was like fully. I think I said to you guys, I'm like, I swear to God, if the post-credit sequence doesn't have Green Lantern, I'm going to be pissed. And then I see those swords.
Oh yeah.
Oh, dude, like, the whole like the
are
back
you
shot.
Fucking the... kidding me?
And of course, he's riding to an expensive yacht belonging to Lex Luthor
who,
to build a contract.
Who's still insufferable?
He seemed a little more like Lex Luthor,
yeah, though.
Than Batman.
Yeah, but he was
Superman.
Still he was a little twitchy. He was a little. Yeah. But
he's
you know,
twitchy,
like,
he's not like he's, that fucking yeah. strange yeah. owl boy.
To be
that
fair,
was
he was also
around.
It was also like a second of screen time. You yeah. know, it was like it was. So
he
who knows?
A little more buff too. Then,
but. If we get the next Justice League movie that has the Legion of Doom as a villain,
right?
Is the big bad like?
Who
fuck
do you,
yes.
What's your dream Doom? What's your dream Legion?
Doom team?
Who? You know.
Let's say how
tough.
Many is in, there's six in Justice League.
So,
so
if
six people.
If you're not, if I'm ignoring character dynamics and like reasons why a character would be in the Legion of Doom, I mean you got to go Joker. If it's not. What's his name?
Leto
as Joker, like someone, basically anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, no, that'd be the fun thing, though. Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Actually, you know what? I don't want Joker.
Don't
I'm
put
done
Joker,
with Joker
in there.
I'm so tired of Joker.
Don't do put Joker in there. Joker should always have his own little spot, just because he's
Slade is Batman's villain in the
Fuck
Legion
yeah.
of Doom.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess Slade. Luthor, obviously, you gotta have Luthor.
Yeah.
Cheetah.
Black Mana.
I mean, like, I'm just trying to think of like deeper cuts because I'm like, it's so obvious for some of these. Like, I don't know any cyborg villains. I don't know. Like, is he? I don't even know if he's ever had his own.
He
series.
Doesn't have his. I don't think he has his own rogues gallery. He has no. It's like his like biggest villain is like this copy of him that's formed from a piece.
Cyborg Superman. There we go. I'll go for Cyborg Superman.
Oh, Henry Hank. What's his name? Or Hank Henshaw?
Yeah. And I feel like we should have one. Well. I feel like we should have one more just because. Like,
Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom. Oh, yeah. Zoom
or Metallo.
Flash.
I do love Reverse Flash, though. He's so great. Yeah. Like,
well,
but
Reverse
Zoom
Flash
was fun. Black Flash, whatever you want to call him. Mm-hmm. Like,
Black
yeah.
Racer.
Depends on, like,
yeah.
Zoom. I don't know much
that's
about
what I know.
Zoom in
the like
comics.
The rival.
The Zoom in the comics is just Professor Zoom, which is just Reverse Flash.
Okay, well then,
I'm not, I don't, because
you haven't watched the show.
Yeah, the comic books is Black Racer.
Yeah, in the show, he's like, Zoom is, spoiler alert for the Flash series, season 3.
Is he like an avatar of death?
He is,
he gets turned into...
Well, he's what's his name? The original Flash.
He's,
Jay Garrick. He's Jay Garrick, but like...
Yeah.
I don't even remember the twist on it now. Like, it's so weird. Like, because he poses as Jay Garrick.
Yeah, he poses as Jay Garrick until we realize that on his Earth, he's... Because he's on... Is it Earth 3?
Earth 7. Yeah, it's like some random number, Earth.
But...
and then he's stealing everybody's speed, basically.
Yeah.
I loved him on... I mean, he's, like, of the speedsters... Other than Reverse Flash, like, now I'm looking back at it, it's like it's just Reverse Flash and Zoom.
Yeah.
And then Savitar. But, you know, whatever. Savitar's, that's a weird twist.
That twist was revealed to me, and it made me not want to watch The Flash more.
It's a little frustrating, to say the least.
Is that cool?
It's also 30, a good, it's a very good season.
I get 30 Seconds to Mars, Grant Gustin.
Jared Leto.
I like this season. They finally don't have like a speedster. As the villain, I feel like it's going to build up to something really cool.
I'm only 4 episodes in.
Been lollygagging.
Aren't they going to try to do Flashpoint or something? Or
they already did that. Flashpoint? That was a Zoom season. It was very. It was very. Or no, there was a Savitar season. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
As much as I love
it, was a very. There was only one episode of Flashpoint. It was. It's a big waste of time.
Oh, it's booty.
Yeah.
Man, that's booty.
There ain't no Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, no Thomas Wayne, no nothing. All it does is create Wally West. Yeah. Or create Wally with powers.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Legion of Doom is...
That'd be fucking
sick.
They're
doing the Thinker now, though, which I think is pretty sick.
Fucking dude, that Deathstroke. When they took the mask off.
The fucking eye patch. I was like, I didn't expect them to have the eye patch and the gray hair and stuff.
Yeah, like, just, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Because for a second, like, I looked at it, I'm like, is that the guy from Arrow?
Yeah, I thought that was Manu Bennett
second, I'm like, fuck yes. Like, but I like Joe Manganiello or whatever his name is. Like, I'm into it. Like, I kept forgetting that he was cast. Like, because he was cast as the Batman villain for when... the original version of the Batman movie was supposed to happen...
Yeah,
where it was like basically like Deathstroke opens all the doors to Arkham Asylum or something like that. And there's like a million of them. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad they're doing something with
it. We were all expecting, I think, 90% of the people in the theaters this weekend are going to be expecting either Green Lantern, Supergirl, or Darkseid in those final credits.
Yeah.
I didn't think, or John I didn't think Jones. Supergirl at all.
There's some rumors about her, but
yeah. I feel like that's a bit much.
I bet nobody was expecting to finally. I mean,
that was awesome.
Deathstroke was in the
and then
the
mention, just the mention of starting our like when he's like, let's start a league of our own. Young man.
Like, well, like okay, so it does. They do that, and then they do. So Danny Elfman, I think, is a real shining star in this movie because like. I hated the music in Batman vs. Superman.
Well, yeah, because it was all like deep.
Well, it's Junkie like, XL and Hans Zimmer, and those two do not mix well together. They're not like... like I said in the first episode, it's like someone listened to or watched Mad Max, and it's like, we'll just get those guys. And then add Hans Zimmer because, you know, Hans Zimmer did Batman. And then this, like, you have Danny Elfman who brings this like whimsy and like heroic... aspect to the movies, but then he also brings the fucking Batman theme, and it works. It's so great.
It always is gonna work.
But it's
that Batman theme is never not gonna work.
Yeah, it means so much more when you're like watching Batman, and you hear that now that noise.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, it's so great.
Oh, that was like I remember when I heard it, I was like, oh fuck,
yeah. And it's like happens throughout the movie, and then like. He changes Wonder Woman's theme so it's not like a guitar, but it's like it's still whatever. But it's like orchestral,
yeah.
And it just sounds so much better and cleaner.
It always sounds better.
It's not as harsh.
The BVS soundtrack just sounded like.
And then you hear like a John Williams Superman theme when he rips off his shirt in the alleyway. Like, oh, it's so great. Like, pander all you want to me when you're doing that shit. At least you're doing it right. Like,
feed me.
I like the movie overall. I thought it was a solid C plus.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's got a lot of issues.
I'd give it to the C and B range. I wouldn't get it quite.
I don't know why Commissioner Gordon really had to be in it. It was another thing.
It was nice to see him.
Yeah, it was whatever.
I'm always up for Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
I thought he was. I was like, I like J.K. Simmons a lot, so, like, it was a totally unnecessary.
Give me
movie,
photos of Spider-Man! Oddly enough, J.K. Simmons and Stan Lee sound exactly the same.
What'd you guys think? I mean, you said solid
CD. I liked
CD.
It. Yeah, I liked
should
it.
Should we do hit or miss right now?
Yeah, I'll do hit or miss.
Yeah.
Wilson, hit or miss for you.
Hit him.
Hit him?
Hit him.
Yeah. I'm in.
Devin?
I also have to say hit. It was a fun movie. It's one I will want to see again. It's one I will not bash. I still look at it like it has problems, but it's a step in the right direction, and compared to the other movies, it's definitely, I enjoyed it, and it felt fun, and it felt like the Justice League, and it felt good and pure and everything.
The American way.
Yeah, it hit. For sure. You, George?
I mean, it's a hit for me. It's a pretty light hit. And like, I'm not going to ignore its issues. It's got a lot of issues. I don't... Like, Wilson was saying, like, he would watch it again. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it again, but I'll probably wait till it's on DVD. I'm not going to go back to
the theaters and watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it again. It might be the first DC movie I buy. Maybe.
Good thing you got that Justice League cup.
It's true.
Yeah, you bought that cup. You have to now.
It doesn't even have Superman on it, which is like...
That was spoiled to feel.
The most obvious spoiler of all time.
Yeah,
I mean, I liked it. There's enough here for me to be hopeful and enough to enjoy it where I'll say it's a hit, but I'm also not going to ignore its issues. I just need to see. I think I want to see how it sits with me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there have been times where I'll be like, yeah, it was great. And then I'm just like, yeah, you know. Like, I said that about Thor 2. I'm like, I love Thor 2 and Thor. And then I was watching, I'm like,
out of the seven.
I hated both of the Thors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not very good.
I didn't like them. It seems everybody who liked the first two Thors hated the third one. And everybody who hated the first two liked the third one.
I was like, whelmed. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't underwhelmed. Yeah. I was just like,
it's a bad movie, but it's a funny movie.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me. So yeah. That's all I was
like. I just really like the Ragnarok story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's just all condensed.
Yeah, he had no interest in doing the Ragnarok thing. Yeah. All he wanted to do was the Planet Hulk thing.
Yeah.
Which, if you're going to do that, just fucking give me a Planet Hulk movie.
Yeah, give me Planet Hulk. Give me Worldbreaker Hulk. Maybe that's how you end it.
People
fuck off with Thanos and Infinity
movie.
Gauntlet. Just do Worldbreaker Hulk.
That is it for our Justice League episode. We went way longer than I thought we would. Wilson, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for taking me to a movie, guys. It hasn't been a long while.
Anytime you want to go on a date, I'm more than welcome.
Well,
movies,
you know, you just,
I like movies.
Guys can just call. It's not like you don't have my number.
do you have his number, Devin?
I think Devin has my number.
What is your number?
Name?
Say it on air.
What's your number? I would
69.
Like to get to 69, know you. 69.
Do you have anything you want to plug real quick, Dev? Or not Dev, Wilson?
Teach these devils. James and I do that podcast. We release every Wednesday. Our most recent episode was John Bruton. That was a lot of fun. And then we're also doing Pizza Money December 10th at Mayhall's. I think it's the eighth one. It's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, come see some sketch. See some sketch comedy.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Sketch it up.
Go see it.
Listen to,
do it.
Listen to music.
Deb, you got anything?
Follow me at News on Devin. Follow us at Second Shot Pod.
Yeah. SecondShotPod@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show. Or just tell us how great we are and how much you love the show. Other than that, go check out Justice League if you haven't already. I don't know why you would listen to this at this point. But, you know, whatever. Or go see My Friend Dahmer. I went to go see My Friend Dahmer last week, and it's fucking great.
How's he been?
He's really good. He's doing well. Based on the John Bachter book. It's very, very good. It's very creepy and very subdued. I appreciated it immensely. Other than that, we will see you guys next week. And we will be back. Bye.
My superpower is I'm rich, bitch.
Huh.
All right, thank you.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.